The conversation around tolls is picking up now that Governor Ned Lamont included two tolling options in his budget proposal. And Wednesday, at a public hearing, lawmakers listened to testimony on several transportation bills. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano spoke to both supporters and detractors of tolls outside the hearing.
One of the bills discussed Wednesday would authorize the State Department of Transportation Commissioner to submit a tolling proposal to the state legislature. In the halls of the Legislative Office Building, members of the general public sounded off on tolling. John Dodona is an apprenticeship coordinator for a local union of operating engineers. He supports tolls because they'd make drivers pay for the roads they use every day, and it would mean more work on infrastructure projects for him and his colleagues.
We need jobs. You see everyone here with these great t-shirts on. A lot of people that don't have them on are still here. They're here during the middle of the day because they're ready to go to work. We have the talent here to go to work to move the state forward for many years.
His shirt says, support our future, support our economy. Hillary Gunn is from Greenwich. She wore her message on her head. It's a yellow knit cap with red writing stitched into it. She's holding a sign too. They both say the same thing, no tolls.
It's not so much about not wanting to pay a toll, but I feel that we already pay for our roads and we're rewarding failure by continuing to give money to a failing government. We should not just continue an influx of cash so they can keep wasting it. So fix the problem first and then let's have a discussion about more revenue.
Gunn says Connecticut residents already pay the gas tax to fund transportation projects. After the public hearing, it's up to the state legislature's transportation committee to decide whether to advance the bills. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.